Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started.
And now for some stupid criminals. 24-year-old John Warrenfletz and a buddy were charged with robbing 5 sunbathers in Dania Beach, Florida at gunpoint in October. Police quickly picked the two up after a report of 2 men walking around, one with a misunderstood tattoo in large letters across his forehead. 27-year-old Brandon Aaron was charged with statutory rape of a 15-year-old girl in Panama, Oklahoma in October. Initially, he denied having sex with her, but changed his story when the girl remembered that her attacker had the name of an ex-girlfriend tattooed on his penis, and Brandon did. Ramon Herrera of Albuquerque, New Mexico, thought he committed the perfect crime. Herrera broke into a house while the owners were out of town and took $250,000 worth of jewelry. Herrera would have been a rich man had he not forgotten to flush. Apparently, the 33-year-old relieved himself in the house bathroom and also drank a Coke from the fridge and left the can. Investigators say the DNA from the can and toilet matched Herrera, and he was booked into Bernalillo County Jail. Police came face-to-face with a wild boar after a burglar alarm sent them racing to a German hardware store early Wednesday. The animal apparently ran at full speed against the entrance door of the large do-it-yourself shop and broke through 2 glass doors, which triggered the alarm. After the manager opened the outlet's front doors, the animal escaped without taking anything and apparently unharmed. The owners of the store in Duhlenberg, Germany, estimated the damage at nearly $6,500. When a 10-year-old goldfish named George developed a tumor, its owners didn't just flush it down the toilet. George's owners decided to put him under the knife. The goldfish underwent surgery last week to remove a tumor protruding from the fish's head. The surgery was conducted by Dr. Tristan Rich, head of the Exotic and Wildlife Veterinary Team at Lort Smith Animal Hospital in Australia. To prepare for the surgery, Rich had George swim around in a bucket of water laced with anesthetic to knock him out. Rich removed the tumor and sealed the wound with 4 stitches. At the end of the surgery, George was given painkillers and put into a recovery unit, basically a bucket of regular water, where he started swimming soon afterwards. A spokesperson from Lort Smith said the surgery costs about $300, and despite how unusual it seems, it's not the first of its kind.
I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.